It was long about 1956 that E.K. Gaylord asked to speak to the Oklahoma City Ag Club about a public service campaign.
1959 was the exact year. His slogan at that time was 600,060. He wanted us to promote the fact that Oklahoma City was going to have 600,000 people by 1960.
Did that take off?
No, it wasn't a big deal. It was one of those things that public service announcements and that sort of thing ran for a short period of time. And frankly, I can't even remember whether we made 600,060.
In the 50s, you became active in the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yes. Early on, I think it was maybe 56, 57, somewhere in there. There was a big air show they wanted me to handle the advertising for. I came up with the name. Instead of air show, I called it the Air Fair. And I thought I was being pretty doggone creative with that name. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my beginning of interest and work with the Chamber of Commerce.
Was it long in here you had your name as Ackerman Associates?
It was 56. 1956.
In 56, you became Ackerman Associates.
Right.
Remember how many people you had?
Oh, we were probably a million-dollar agency with 10 people.
You were flying, and while flying in 1960, you had a near miss.
Yes. My squadron was on its way from Naval Air Station Dallas to Oceana Naval Air Station in Virginia Beach. We were flying in two-plane sections. My wingman over Marshall, Texas, hauled me and said he wanted to make a dummy gunnery run on me, which is an authorized thing to do. But I wasn't sure I understood him correctly, so I keyed my mic and asked him to repeat it. And just at that moment, he hit me. He was above me and came down, and if he had hit me just in a dive, that would have been the end of both of us. But he just pulled out too late and went across the top of me so close that the Venturi effect sucked our planes together. Cut mine in half, 3 inches behind the cockpit, and sheared off his wing. He went catapulting for 5 miles before he got out. I was at 37,000 feet when I got hit. I had a little trouble getting out, but not too much. I couldn't get my half plane upright, so I had to eject upside down. The only significance of that was I was hanging on the seatbelt, and it was hard for me to get my hand on the switch that would move the seat up and down so that I could get my backbone straight. So I went out with a crooked backbone, landed safely. The guy that hit me, my wingman, he got out too. I called my wife just barely in time. The report that came into Oklahoma City was that two Oklahoma City pilots, Ray Ackerman and Hal Jones, had a mid-air collision over Marshall, Texas this morning, and Lieutenant Jones escaped with minor injuries. I wasn't mentioned. The implication was I was dead, of course, and everybody at the agency thought I was dead, but I was picked up by a hearse out of this field and taken to this funeral home where the hearse was out of in Marshall, and immediately got on the phone and called my wife. I got her about 5 minutes before she heard that on the radio or television. She said, "Where are you calling from?" Funeral home in Marshall, Texas. "Well, what are you doing there?" And I told her the story. And that did a job on my skeletal system. The Navy doctor cleared me. I started having pains in my right arm, and I went to an orthopedic surgeon here called Henry Freedy. Henry Freedy discovered a little crack in the bone of my neck or something. Neither the Navy nor Henry realized that it had some injuries down low in my vertebrae down there. But anyhow, over the business in the neck, Henry was having a battle with this Navy doctor. The Navy doctor said it must have happened after he left here. So Henry called me one day. He said, "If I call you, how quick could you get in a hospital?" And I said, "Well, Baptist Hospital just opened up right across the street from where my office is. I could be over there in 5 minutes. He said, "When I call you, you go down there and get in bed, because if you don't, if I win this battle, which I'm going to do, the Navy will send you to the hospital in Corpus Christi, and you might be there the rest of your life." So sure enough, he called one day, and I was over in that hospital bed getting my neck stretched. I had to wear a collar for about a month around my neck, but then nothing else happened until late 1980. And I won't bore you with all the details, but over a period of time, I had 5 different knee operations, 3 hip operations, and 2 back operations. But I'm lucky I got through it. You know, I'm 87. Hell, not too bad.
Not too bad at all, though. No.